the bad sign is that on the little sticker in front of it on the shelf, it says charcoal activated vegan croissant tastes better than it looks.
Yeah, that's, it doesn't look very appetizing.
Not a way to sell anything, that is.
Can I just point out, as the vegan in the studio here, that vegan croissants are available in every single supermarket in this country.
Right.
In this country.
Are they charcoal activated?
They're not, unfortunately, and they taste yummy.
Well,
good. Yeah, well, how do they make it without the butter then?
Well, palm oil, trans
fats. Who knows? I'm not going
to
ask.
You may want to call in to Jason with that up from 9 o'clock this morning, and the charcoal croissant and veganism. It's 7:45. Miranda Wall's going to join us now. We've been telling you that Miranda was coming on the programme. Miranda's an artist who's crawled 5.5 miles through the Cambrian Mountains wearing a sheep fleece and 14 GoPro cameras. Good morning, Miranda.
Good morning.
Right, okay. Where do we start with this?
Where do we start the stories we've just heard? Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, talk us through your journey then. You started at the top of the Ystwyth Valley, did you?
I started at Penny Garn, which is 611 metres. It's a cairn and a trig point. And I crawled along the top of the kind of, there's a sort of ridge, and then down into sort of just before Cwm Ystwyth, and then over some fields, through some rivers, back over another hill, down to the Prilparian Research Centre, down on the way to Hafod.
You say crawl?
Yeah.
Literally crawl.
I did
literally crawl,
yeah. So I didn't do all that in one go. I did it in 8 different journeys, mostly because the memory cards in the GoPros were running out after that time.
Minor detail, Miranda.
Yeah,
really.
But no, but quite important, actually. Otherwise, I'd have had to do it in one go.
Well, yes, but there are so many other questions. Sheep fleece?
Why did I put one on?
Yeah.
That, you know, I can't really remember because I started doing the crawling, and then I called a friend and asked if she'd got a fleece I could borrow, but can't quite remember that decision. That's the thing, this work comes out of a kind of almost semi-unconscious sort of play state, and I just follow hunches and instinct, and then things happen, and I observe them after and kind of perfect them and pursue them. So I'm not always sure why I did the things I did.
And is the filming all from the perspective of your body as it crawls through this environment, or are there images of you actually doing the crawling in your sheep fleece as well?
Yeah, there's a documentary called Woolly Maggot by Rhys Thwaites-Jones, Forest Film, and that shows the big picture, the story, if you like. So you see the landscape and you see me in the landscape. But my 8-screen installation that's in the gallery, Oriel Davis, just shows the GoPro footage, so it's getting the audience down there into the ground, into the heather, into the grass with my body. So, you know, the camera's on the ankles and the wrists and the mouth and the head.
You're
decorated
like a Christmas tree, aren't you? I've seen a photograph now. You also look like, what's that Leonardo DiCaprio film where he goes into, there's a lot of snow? The Revenant?
You
look a little bit like from the back. Leonardo DiCaprio with that. Well, with your sheep fleece on. And
you didn't have to battle any bears, I presume.
No. I didn't climb inside horses. No.
Are you happy with the results of this? Does it tell us something?
I am. I mean, my installation is quite abstract. I mean, I commissioned 8 musicians to write pieces of music, and each crawl links with their music. So the video editing is very... it's quite poetic in that sense. It's sort of playing with the music. But I really like that abstract element with the documentary film, which sort of tells the story much more clearly.
I hope you wore knee pads, Miranda, did you?
I did. I tried 3 different kinds of knee pads, several different kinds of gloves. Yeah, it took a long time to kind of perfect the outfit. Right. So the details are important.
I'll say. And on the knees, hard on the knees otherwise.
But it was very comfortable. I had no issues. I sort of sore wrists coming down the slope. I was a bit worried about my finger bones and wrists, but on the whole, it was comfortable.
How lovely to be able to do something, you're able to say that no one has done it before. I think that's certainly the case with this one, Miranda.
I think artists have crawled, but I don't think anyone's combined it with the GoPros and the sheep fleece.
Definitely not. I would say, well, if someone else has done it, what an uncanny coincidence that would be. Thank you so much, Miranda.
Oh, thank you for having
me. And you can see the exhibition at the Auriel Davis Gallery in Newtown for the next 6 weeks. Let's get the traffic and travel.
Thank you. The M4 crawling this morning, as you hear.